Hello, and thank you for joining us today here on Grant County Coronavirus Update on Gila Membres Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, New Mexico, and on the web at gmcr.org. Grant County Coronavirus Update is a local radio show that provides the latest information you need to know on local community strategies to slow the spread of the coronavirus and protect yourself, your family, and our community during this pandemic health crisis, or public health crisis, rather. Brought to you by Gila Membres Community Radio, Gila Resources Information Project, Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities Grant County, and the National Center for Frontier Communities. This show airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. here on GMCR and is streaming online at gmcr.org. A reminder that you can send us your updates and information to info@grantcountycoronavirusupdate.org, and you can find all of this information at grantcountycoronavirusupdate.org. Turning to the news, the New Mexico Department of Health on Thursday announced 1,025 new cases of coronavirus. Since last week, there have been 4,155 additional cases announced for a total of 257,970, with 53 additional deaths over the past week for a total of 4,854 deaths in New Mexico. 349 individuals do remain hospitalized here in the state, which is an increase of 2 from last week. As of Friday, 80.7% of New Mexicans 18-plus have received their first dose of the two-shot vaccine for COVID-19, while 71.3% have been fully vaccinated. This is according to the COVID-19 vaccine dashboard. In Grant County, the Department of Health on Thursday reported 81 new COVID cases since last week for a total of 2,166 cases. No deaths have been reported here in Grant County in the last week. However, in total, 48 people have died here in Grant County due to COVID-19 since the pandemic began more than 1 year ago. As of Tuesday, the Department of Health also reports that 75% of Grant County residents are partially vaccinated and 69.4% are fully vaccinated. The state of New Mexico is offering guidance on Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster doses as of Monday, September 27th. The following recommendations are in place. The CDC recommends that the following groups should receive a booster shot of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at least 6 months after completing their primary series, that is to say the first two doses in the COVID-19 vaccine. And this applies to people age 65 years and older, residents age 18 years and older in long-term care settings, people age 50 to 64 years with underlying medical conditions. The CDC also recommends that the following groups may receive a booster shot of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine at least 6 months after receiving their primary series based on the individual benefits and risks, including people aged 18 to 49 years with underlying medical conditions, people aged 18 to 64 years at increased risk for COVID-19 exposure and transmission because of occupational or institutional settings. These recommendations only apply to people who previously received a Pfizer primary series shot. Occupations at increased risk of COVID-19 exposure and transmission include frontline essential workers and healthcare workers, as previously detailed by the CDC. This includes first responders, such as healthcare workers, firefighters, police, and congregate care staff, education staff, teacher support staff, and daycare workers, food and agriculture workers, manufacturing workers, corrections workers, U.S. Postal Service workers, public transit workers, and grocery store workers. Access to Pfizer booster doses for the qualifying patients in New Mexico. New Mexico COVID-19 vaccine providers can start providing the vaccine booster dose to eligible patients immediately. The State Department of Health is asking providers to prioritize through scheduling and outreach the higher risk groups, including those 65 years and over and those who are 50 to 64 with underlying health and medical conditions. The state will follow the eligibility criteria set forth by the CDC. Ineligible patients are encouraged to schedule their booster dose with their medical team, their primary care provider, specialist, and/or pharmacy provider. The statewide registration app, vaccinenm.org, allows booster dose scheduling for people who meet the above or the previously mentioned criteria for the Pfizer booster dose. Appointments for the first 2 weeks will be reserved for those in the high-risk categories, including age 65-plus and 50 to 64 years with underlying medical conditions. Going forward, a portion of appointments will be reserved for this high-risk group. New Mexicans who need help scheduling can call the Department of Health hotline at 1-855-600-3453. Again, that's 1-855-600-3453, and you want to hit option 0. And now we can look at some vaccine sites and times. At Albertson's Pharmacy here in Silver City, you can go between the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday through Sunday. An appointment is required, and or rather Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, an appointment is required. Register online at cvvaccine.nmhealth.org. You can go to Walgreens as well. They offer same-day and walk-in appointments. To schedule an appointment by phone, call your local pharmacy here in town. That's 575-388-3113. Again, that's 575-388-3113. And you can schedule online as well at walgreens.com. They offer their vaccine services Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. CVS here in Silver City offers vaccines, walk-in vaccinations available within pharmacy hours. It appears to be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can also schedule at cvs.com. Walmart here in Silver City offers vaccinations, appointment required. You can register at walmart.com. They will be doing that until 8 p.m. every day. And then Silver Healthcare here in town, 1600 East 32nd Street, must be registered by calling either 575-538-2981. Again, that's 575-538-2981 or online at goodtimes.vaccinenm.org. Again, that's goodtimes.vaccinenm.org/stay-ahead-nm and schedule for Thursday morning vaccinations. HMS here in Silver City offers their COVID-19 community clinics, as well as in Lordsburg. In Grant County, East 32nd Street is the place to go. It's across the street from the Gila Regional Medical Center. They are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., closed noon to 1 for a lunch break. Their days of operation are open 5 days a week, open one Saturday a month. To find out what Saturday that is, go to hms-nm.org. And here in, or rather over in Lordsburg, it is 109 Poplar Street. That is the Hidalgo County Community Clinic. And that is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., closed noon to 1 for a lunch break. They're open rotating days of the week, open one Saturday a month. You can see their schedule at hms-nm.org. Again, that's hms-nm.org. And that's been your coronavirus update for this week here on Gila Membres Community Radio. A reminder, you can send us your updates and information to info@grantcountycoronavirusupdate.org. You can catch a replay of the show at our website, gmcr.org. And for these resources and more, go online to grantcountycoronavirusupdate.org. Thank you for joining us this week. Stay safe, be well, and have a beautiful day.